USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Jersey's coronavirus numbers are going down, yet Governor Phil Murphy says masks are now mandatory.
We were the first state in America to require them indoors. They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say we're going to ask you, if you can't socially distance, it's going to be required.
Many other states in the South are seeing spikes. President Trump is not happy with the CDC guidelines for schools reopening. He calls the CDC guidelines too tough, too expensive, and too impractical.
He doesn't want these guidelines to be a reason for schools to not reopen.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany cites one in particular.
Have children bring their own meals as feasible. Well, there are 22 million children in this country who depend on these meals at schools.
The administration says the CDC will issue new guidelines for schools next week. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.